The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Maseches Bava Kama has been graciously dedicated by Rav Tzvi Reisman and family, Le'ilui Nishmas, his esteemed father, Harav Yehoshua Heschel Reisman, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. May the Torah studied through this volume be an Eloi to his neshama.
Today's daf is daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis. There was a story in Europe about 200 years ago in which a shadchan made a shidduch. And you know how shidduchim go. Shidduchim is min shamayim. The shadchan said, b'shas, the shidduch was finished. Bruch Hashem, both tzadim agreed, let's let our children get married. What a beautiful and dramatic moment it was at the shadchan's house. At the lechaim, the both mechutanim said, Bruch Hashem for the shidduch. Ah, the shidduch's made him in Shemayim. Hashem had rachmanos on us. What a beautiful shidduch. And you, the shadchan, what a wonderful, unbelievable mitzvah you did, mishadacham our children. Says the two mechutanim to the shadchan, but let's get down to business. How much do you want for your services? So the shadchan, in his moment of happiness and spirituality at the Gemar Shidduch, at the end of the Shidduch, which is taking place, such a spiritual, moving, emotional moment, the Shadchan said, you know what? I do not want to take anything from you guys. Shidduchim is a beautiful mitzvah. I am privileged to be part of the Shadchan process. I would like any money owed to me gone to Tztaka, to Aniye Eretz Yisrael. It should be given to the poor people of Israel. I don't want it. I did one mitzvah by making the shidduch. I'm now doing a second mitzvah of giving the money owed to me to Aniye Eretz Yisrael. What a beautiful story. What a wonderful shadchan. Well, this shadchan spoke too soon, because this shadchan, after he declared the statement, he had charata for the statement. He was chozer, he changed his mind. And he called the mechutanim afterwards, after the lechaim, after all the emotions and fervor went down and smoothed down, he called the mechutanim and said, you know what? Can you please send me a check? I'm a little bit broke myself. Ha! This teaches us you can't speak too soon. A person should never open their mouth and donate money without thinking, what are the repercussions? Could I handle it? Could I sleep well the next night knowing that I gave such a big sum away? You have to do it with logic, with your brain, not with emotions. But anyway, let's get back to the story. The story was that the shadchan then said, I want it, give it to me. The mechutanim was surprised and said, but you told us you want to give it to any Eretz Yisrael. How could you back down in such a beautiful mitzvah? So the person said, you know what? I felt that emotionally at the point of the shidduch that I wanted to give it to any Eretz Yisrael. Now I'm going to be chozer. You can't do that, said the mechutanim. Yes, I could. How could you? You said it. I could be chozer because there is no maisa kinyan. There was no kinyan. There was no kinyan. We know in halacha that in order to finalize any deal, there has to be a maisa kinyan. And at my declaration, at the time of the lechaim, there was no maisa kinyan. So therefore, I could be chozer, and I would like to keep the money myself. So they went, the mechutanim and the shadchan, to the Cheshev HaEfod, a dayan about 200 years ago. And he tells this story in his dramatic Shoot Sefer, his Child's and Shuvah Sefer, Chelik Beis Simen Chof. And he delves into the halacha, what should we do in such a situation? After all, the Shadchan only verbally gave the money to Ani Eretz Yisrael. He never made a Maisa Kinyan. So the Chayre shouldn't be valid. But says the Cheshev HaEfod, that you know what? Maybe there's a Gemara on the Flamid Vav Amid Beis that is relevant to the Shaila. Now what's the Gemara? The Gemara by us. The Gemara tells us someone also who spoke too soon. The Gemara on the bottom of the Flamid Vav Amid Beis tells a story with Rav Yosef that someone went to Rav Yosef's Bezdin and relinquished his rights to a payment owed to him. and said, it's such a small payment, it's a palgut azuz. The Gemara says that someone owed someone money for damaging him, and the person who the money was owed to said, I don't want such a small payment of palgut azuz. It could be given to aniyim. So the Gemara tells us that Rav Yosef paskind that since the person who the money was owed to said that he does not want the money, that he is relinquishing his rights in the money, that he wants to give the money to aniyim, the aniyim are zoicha in the money. How the aniyim zoicha in the money, says the Gemara, with this concept of maimad shloshtan. Now what is maimad shloshtan? I'll explain to you in a moment. Maimad shloshtan means when you have three parties, the person who owes the money, the person the money is owed to, and a person who's going to be zoicha in the lotto is going to get the money. So usually, if Reuven owes Shimon money, and Shimon wants this money to be given to Levi, he has to physically collect the money, take it in his hands, and give it to Levi. However, there is an interesting halacha, the Gemara tells us, that if Levi, Reuven, and Shimon are in a maimat shloshtan, all three are standing together, so then, says the Gemara, that when Shimon says the money should go to Levi, the money actually goes to Levi, even though Shimon only made a verbal proclamation, still it goes to Levi because Maimon Shloshan, all three are there. What's the svara behind it? The Gemara says it doesn't have a reason. Three people standing there, the person who owes the money, the person who's supposed to receive the money, the person who's receiving, and the person who is now getting the money. Without a Maisa Kinyan, Shimon can tell Reuven, give the money to Levi, I don't want the money. So the Gemara says over here that this guy who gave up his rights to the palgut azuza and said give it to aniyim, he actually gave it to aniyim through this concept of maimon shloshtan. Why? Because the bezdin present represents aniyim. Rav Yosef himself wasn't poor, but Rav Yosef represented aniyim. Yad aniyim anan bezdin is avi yisoyim, and bezdin is the hands and the apitropis of all the Yisoyimim in Klal Yisrael. So it is as if the Yisoyimim are present, and when the person said, give this to Yisoyimim, the Yisoyimim will give this money to poor people, as if the poor people were present, and therefore you cannot be choizer, he cannot be choizer, the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Zkavar zochu b'aniyim. Now, in this story of the Chesh of Eifoid, the Gemara says, the Chesh of Eifoid said that the Bechutanim were present, the Shadchan were present, and there was another person present. A very Choshev Talmud Chochem, a Rosh Yeshiva, a Choshev Talmud Chochem was present. So says the Cheshev Eifel, this Choshev person, well, he himself could be a judge in a Bezdin. He himself could be a Dayan in any Bezdin. He should be like Rav Yosef. He should be represent all aniyim. Why? Because kavar zochu b'aniyim, and therefore the shadchan who relinquished his rights to the money should automatically go to aniyim, because the Talmud Chochem who was present should represent aniyim, and therefore we should say kavar zochu b'aniyim, and you can't be choizer. It should be a classic maimed shloshtan. Well, says the Chesh of Eifod, you know what? This Talmud Chochem who was present when the shadchan relinquished his rights to the money to the aniyim, this Talmud Chochem was a Talmud Chochem, versed in Kodshim, Tyrus, Nezikim, and Noshim, but he was not a Gabbai Tzedakah. He was not someone who represented Aniyim and collected for Aniyim door to door with a letter. He just happened to be a Talmud Chochem, an Adam Choshev, a very important person. Says the Chesh of Eifoid, well, maybe he's not equivalent to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was a Talmud Chochem as well, but Rashi tells us, the last Rashi on the daf, Lamed Vomer Bais, he says, Rav Yosef was a Gabbai Tzedakah. Says the Chesh of Eifod, you know this halacha, that Bezdin is Avi Yisoyim, the Bezdin represents Aniyim? According to Rashi, it seems to be, is only applicable when the Bezdin has a member who is in fact a Gabbai Tzedakah. Then we say, Yad Aniyim Anan. However, in our case, when the Shadchan relinquished his rights to the money in front of a Talmud Chochem, he was a Talmud Chochem, but he was not a Gabbai Tzedakah. Maybe you must be a Gabbai Tzedakah to represent Aniyim. But a Talmud Chochem just won't make it. Maybe a Talmud Chochem is not enough. That's why Rashi points out in our daf that Rabbi Yosef was a gabei tzedaka. Now that's a fascinating shaila, and I would like to know, well, I'd like to know, what are the tzedakim? What are the options in such a shaila? You know, the Gemara by us says Rabbi Yosef was a dayan, and the Gemara says that Bezdin is avi yisoimim, so there's no reason to believe that he would have to be physically a gabai tztaka. But Rashi sticks in that Rabbi Yosef is a gabai tztaka. It's obvious from Rashi that being avi yisoimim, Bezdin being avi yisoimim, Bezdin being representing poor people is not enough to trigger the maimed shloshtim concept. You also have to be a gabai tzedakah. You have to be someone who collects tzedakah, who is actually representing the niyam 24/7, 6 days a week. Only then is the halacha apply that you could be a gabai tzedakah, that the maimed shloshtim should apply. So now, I would like to verge, so says the Chesh of Eishel, first of all, this question is dependent on the shayla. Does the maimed shloshtim, does the third person have to be a gabai tzedakah or not? Then the Chesh of Eifoid goes on to a different point. And he says, listen, Enochinami, there's no maimed shloshtim here, because maybe the third person has to be a gabai tzedakah like Rabbi Yosef, says the Chesh of Eifoid. But you know what? There's another shayla involved. Even though maimed shloshtim may not be applicable, but maybe there's a shayla of what? Of neder. Neder. Now, neder is an interesting concept. Neder means that I'm basically not kinyonim-wise giving anything over, but basically I'm giving things over through a neder, through a promise, through a vow. So it says the Chesh V'Eifoid, maybe Enochanami. Granted, there is no Maimed Shloshton, because there is no Gabayt Stalker here. It seems in Rashi you have to be Gabayt Stalker to be a Maimed Shloshton, represent Anim, to be Yad Anim, and I need to be Gabayt Stalker. But maybe, says the Chesh V'Eifoid, that the Shadchan is Chayav Mitam Neder. Then the Chesh V'Eifoid goes and distinguishes two types of verbal neders. He says the following. Even though neder works and you could give something over through neder, but you have to be careful how you say the neder. For example, if a person says a neder, in the future when I get the money in my physical hands, I will give it to the aniyim. Says the Chesh V'Eifoid, that neder is a beautiful, valid neder. Because what you're doing is saying, so when I get the money, I'll give it to aniyim. That's great. You don't have the money now. You're saying when you get it, you'll give it to aniyim. So when you get it, you got to give it to aniyim. But says the Chesh V'Eifoid, if you say the money should be to aniyim, if the Shadchan just said the money should be to aniyim, it's invalid. What's the reasoning? Says the Chesh V'Eifoid for the following concept. Person cannot be makne dovish l'boilam. A person cannot give over something that is not in the world, that is not here physically. Therefore, says the Chesh V'Eifoid, if the Shadchan would have said the money should go to aniyim, so then says the Chesh V'Eifoid, that's not a valid kinyan, because you're being makne dovish l'boilam. You're saying now the money should be to aniyim. That's not good. Makne dovish l'boilam. But if he says when I get the money, then it should go to aniyim. When I receive the money, it should be for aniyim, not now, but in the future. Then you're not being machne davish l'ba'ilam. You're basically saying, in the future, when I get it, then it should go to aniyim. So it says the Chesh V'Eifoid that, first of all, like we said, it's dependent if the third person was a gabai tzedakah or not. Second of all, says the Chesh V'Eifoid, even if he wasn't a gabai tzedakah and he wanted mechai mitam neder, it's dependent on how the Shadchan said his vow. Did he say it in the future when I get the money, which is valid, or did he say the money now should go, which is invalid, which is makna davish l'ba'ilam? Then says the Chesh V'Eifoid, the third chilik, a third part of the shiloh, that even if you want to say that the neder was good, and he said, when I get the money, it should go to aniyim, says the Chesh V'Eifoid, that, and that's a good neder, but he says the following thing, who has the rights to send it to a new Eretz Israel, to pick who to send it to the yeshivas, or the chassidim, or the yeshalmi, who will choose who will get an Eretz Israel? Says the Chesh V'Eifoid, that's a shayla of toives hanam moment. We know of a concept in halacha, that who chose it, the choice to give the money to who, it's called toives hanam, who gets the choice of giving the money to who. So even if the neder was valid, and it was not a davish l'boilam, he said, when I get the money, I'll give it, still, it could be that the choice to to give it to the aniyim is in the hands of the mechutanim, because toivus hanah is not mamin, toivus hanah is not a valid monetary schus, and therefore even the shadchin lost his schus in the money. It must be given to aniyim, but it could be that the mechutanim get the shoes; they have the rights.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.